This is Passport to Texas Whooper Week. October brings mild temperatures and whooping cranes to Texas.
Mid-October is when they start coming back to Texas, so it's a great time to start looking for them.
Marcia May is a biologist with Texas Parks and Wildlife.
They basically come through the central portion of the state, so it's that route between Canada and Aransas National Wildlife Refuge.
Marcia oversees several Texas Nature Tracker projects, including Texas Whooper Watch.
Texas Whooper Watch started 2011, about the time we had that drought, because we were seeing whooping cranes going to new locations that we had never seen before. They were showing up at Granger Lake, 200 or 300 miles north of their natural wintering habitat.
If you catch sight of a whooper, join the growing ranks of citizen scientists and document your sighting with the iNaturalist app.
Citizen scientists with Texas Nature Trackers collect data using iNaturalist. You can use your smartphone to take pictures of things, and that data comes back into iNaturalist, and that's data that we can use for many different things.
We'll have more on Texas Nature Trackers and Whooper Watch tomorrow when Whooper Week continues. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.